The Senate will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Senator Shipley of Adams County. Following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, led by Senate Page Ian Critelli.
Good morning, colleagues, and happy St. Patrick's Day, and I'll close with words about that. Join me in prayer if you would. Lord, may you be with us day and every day to guide, direct, and protect us. Be with those caught in the tragedy of war. Turn the hearts of those who bring terror to the young and the innocent. Comfort those families who have suffered terrible loss. And for St. Patrick's Day, may the Lord rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face and the rain fall soft on your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. Amen.
Are there corrections to the journal? Hearing none, the journal is approved as printed. Are there senators to be excused? Are there senators seeking the floor for announcements or introductions? For what purpose does a senator from Sioux, Senator Taylor, seek the floor?
Order. Am I in order, Mr. President, for an announcement?
You're in order.
Thank you. Well, not this week, but the 2 weeks prior to this week, we had thousands of people come to Des Moines for the state basketball tournament. And I just want to, of course, congratulate all the teams, all of the coaches, all of the parents who were able to be part of that. I especially want to give a shout out this morning to some teams from Northwest Iowa, and more specifically from the 2nd Senate District, either current or my future district next year, that made it to state. So on the girls' side, I would like to congratulate in the Class 3A division, Unity Christian from Orange City for making it to state, West Lyon in Inwood. Also Class 2A, we had Central Lyon from Rock Rapids made it to state, and in fact, they were state runners-up in the championship game. Class 2A, another girls' team that made it to state was MMCRU, Marcus Meridian, Cleghorn, Remsen, and Union, and they were also the championship game runner-up in that class. And then finally, on the boys' side, we also had St. Mary's and Remsen, who made it to state in Class 1A. And finally, the Class 2A championship game was of special interest to people back home as Rock Valley went up against Central Lyon in Rock Rapids. And Rock Valley ended up being the state champion. So congratulations to the Rockets and all the teams who made it to state. Thank you.
For what purpose does a senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. It's become a tradition of ours that my oldest son join me the first day of session every year, and it's quickly becoming a tradition that his oldest son joins me in the Senate one day each year as well. So if you could all give John Boyd Sinclair IV a warm Senate welcome today.
Welcome to the Senate. For what purpose does a senator from Iowa, Senator Driscoll, seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you. Today I would like to introduce, this is my youngest daughter, Erica. I think she decided that coming to and enjoy a day at the Capitol rather than in the cattle lot was best spent rather than that's how she wanted to spend her spring break. So if everybody could welcome her, that would be great.
Welcome to the Senate. For what purpose does a senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, seek the floor?
Thank you very much. Am I in order for an announcement?
Yes, you're in order.
This is a message from the President of Ireland, Michael D. Higgins. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to wish all the members of the American-Irish State Legislators Caucus a happy St. Patrick's Day. On March 17th, we in Ireland come together in a spirit of solidarity with our global family, celebrating the rich heritage and culture that we so joyfully share. Our Irish-American family are a vital chapter of our story, a chapter which continues to impact not only our shared history, but on our understanding of each other, and the importance of recognizing that recalling one's heritage or respecting the ancestors gives energy to life in the present. Across so many decades, you have woven the best of our Irishness with all the possibilities and opportunities of life in the USA, creating an Irish-American community for which we are proud indeed. You have also remained loyal and generous to the land of your forefathers and today continue to ensure our culture and traditions remain alive and relevant among second, third, and fourth generations of Irish citizens. You are promoting a strong sense of connection between Ireland and the United States of America, where so many Irish immigrants have created new homes, crafted a rich and dynamic Irish-American community in a positive and practical contributions to the ever-deepening of our relationship. On this St. Patrick's Day, 2022, when we together honor our patron saint, let us also celebrate the friendship and kinship between our two nations and the great warmth which has remained unbroken across so many generations. As the President of Ireland and on the behalf of the people of Ireland, may I wish each and every one of you a very happy St. Patrick's Day. I wish you and all your children every success and blessings today and the future. Michael D. Higgins.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Senator. Thank you. The chair recognizes Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent for the bill list that was emailed to the Senate this morning to be placed on the unfinished business calendar.
Hearing no objections, so ordered. Are there senators seeking the floor for points of personal privilege? Seeing none, chair recognizes Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the Senate adjourn until Monday, March 21st at 1 p.m.
You've heard the motion of the Senator from Wayne, Senator Sinclair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Monday, March 21st at 1 p.m.